non-violent direct action, locking themselves onto equipment inside the plant, they've actually stopped the operation. It's all about climate change and drawing attention to the fact that we need to do a lot more than we are doing and do it quickly, that supplying our energy by burning fossil fuels is no longer an option, that we need to get the message out there to people and to government and to big businesses that things need to change and they need to change now.
Do you think things like this work? Do you think things like this actually make people sit up and listen?
Well, I hope so. A lot of media have turned up today. There's a long history of civil disobedience being the only thing that people here feel so passionately about this issue, feel that there's such an urgency that this is the only kind of thing we can do to really make change happen.
Have people actually got into the site?
Yes, they have. There's about 10 to 20 people inside. There's quite a lot of police here now, so I guess they're going to be all day, but
quite a few hours. Okay, and obviously, you know, this is obviously there's a lot of media interest in this. And what happens next?
Well, protests like this will probably be continuing across the country for as long as we continue to live in the way we're living. And I think, and in addition to this kind of protest, people this week in Nottingham have been taking part in lots of events that are part of Spring to Action, which are looking at sustainable alternatives, different ways that we can live that are not going to be creating climate change, and ways that we can work together as in communities to live and have a sustainable future.
Anything else you want to add?
Just simply that we can't wait until tomorrow to take action on this. It's an incredibly important issue. It affects everybody and we just can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, Eon has said to me that, you know, no production's been stopped today. Have you managed to actually stop something?
I only know what I've been told from people who are in there. They've been inside and they've definitely disrupted the plant today. I mean, I don't know exactly what the impact has been.
What are they doing? Are they chained to machinery?
Yeah, they're chained onto dump trucks and conveyor belts.
I mean, this is coal. Is it particularly this fire? This station is coal fired or
Yes. I mean, coal is an incredibly unsustainable way to be producing power. Are we burning fossil fuels? It pollutes in lots of different ways, as well as creating carbon dioxide emissions. Any kind of fossil fuel-based source of power is totally unsustainable, and we're basically just trying to find alternatives. Decentralised power is incredibly wasteful as well to produce our power in this way. Small-scale and local communities, then we'd be able to use it at source and we'd waste a lot less.
Tell me a bit more about the campaign group. Is it East Midlands based in Nottingham?
Yeah, this is an East Midlands based group, and we were all inspired by the Pack of Climate Action that happened last summer, which was a national event skills and knowledge to learn about the issues, to find alternatives and to find ways that they could actually try and make an impact on this issue.
Brilliant, thank you very much for that.